Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey!
Hi!
Happy Monday!
Hey!
Or M-Day, as some people put it.
Some people. Good morning, everybody. It is Monday, November the 16th. Just chatted up about where we're going to have breakfast this morning. We decided Chick-fil-A, which is interesting because today is National Fast Food Day.
Oh, is it?
It is indeed.
Yeah, I have one reward that's going to expire after today, so I need to use it. So I woke up saying, today is the day I'd be healthy. And then that reward came in and said, oh, we'll push that one off till tomorrow.
Well, here's a little tip. Pro tip, If you're not on the Chick-fil-A rewards program, if you like to eat at Chick-fil-A and not on the rewards program, you're really missing out because they send free stuff all the time.
Yeah, they know how to get you in, dude. They
constantly.
Really do.
Hey, here's a, you know, we appreciate you being a loyal customer. Here's a free chicken sandwich. Whoa,
yeah.
Thanks.
I know, and we weren't even planning on it, but it's like now we're going, and we're not just going to get a free eight-piece nugget.
Well,
we're going to get more.
I mean, right. You're never going just to get like a little sandwich or whatever. You always have to get a little something else.
Uh-huh.
But if you play it right, you can eat free all the time.
Totally. Seriously, if you play it right, you're absolutely right, dude.
Oh, man. It's cold today.
Yeah.
I'm dragging a little this morning. Sorry, guys. But it's a little chilly this morning as we walk out. I was like, oh, I don't need a jacket. It's good. You know, every day last week I walked out. I was like, oh, my God, what a beautiful day. And then what a beautiful weekend, actually.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
Well, I know why it's cold today.
Why?
Because I brought the frost, y'all, because the Franco family put up their Halloween, their Christmas decorations.
Oh,
yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah. And it's funny. I took so much crap from my friends. They're saying, like, dude, it's only like November 15th.
Really? And I'm like, you're late.
Well, I know.
No, stop.
Well, I'm not late, but it's just, it feels
not
right.
Late.
And I mean, it was just easy to do because I literally, y'all, so I decorated my house. And look, the only reason I do this is because my 6-year-old loves it and my 3-year-old love it. But I literally unplugged everything from Halloween.
Yeah.
And left the plugs connected and just replaced them with holiday blow-ups.
Thanksgiving has been canceled and everybody has their holiday. I mean, do you know how many people put up their tree November 1st? Our neighborhood, people put up Christmas lights.
Okay, first
like
of all,
November
ridiculous.
1st.
Ridiculous.
Well, our tree's
second
up.
Of all, second
We're
of
decorated.
All, you should decorate after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, not this
and
year.
Number two. Thanksgiving is not canceled, Sarah. How dare you say that?
It sort of is.
How? It's not canceled.
It's canceled with like, here's the deal. It's like celebrating big family-wise, it's canceled how it used to be. Like celebrating small family, like you're supposed to, how the CDC is saying.
Yeah.
That's not canceled. But
right.
Like, but so it's like you got to bring some joy somehow. So I'm hearing that people, I heard yesterday, that's why I put up my inflatables, is that the Christmas joy brings that.
Well,
yeah,
here's how you bring joy. You don't have to worry about everybody coming over to your house. That to me, that's joy.
I mean, you know what? To the let me look
this
at
is
the
perfect.
Bot, you're kind of right.
All right. Good morning.
Happy
Good
Monday.
Morning.
Hey, happy Monday, and hope you enjoy your free Chick-fil-A sandwich today because we are. Hey, y'all. Speaking of holidays and gifts, Sarah got a gift for her husband. She's like, is this a good birthday present? We'll find out in 3 minutes on Mix.
Last night in late night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
Someone has to tell iPhone enough already with the hidden features. The latest is their touch sense secret button. Well, good luck waiting for men to find that.
My husband's birthday was last week.
Mm-hmm.
I was really struggling to get him gifts. Mm-hmm. I'm usually a really good gift giver, but I kind of dropped the ball this year, I feel like. Mm. And last minute, I was like, what am I going to get him? It's hard. It's hard as men get older,
Yeah, I mean,
too.
Right. The older you get, the harder it is to get a gift because you have everything you need.
Exactly.
Right.
It's like when you get married for the third time, it's like, I don't need a crock pot or an air fryer. I'm good.
Yeah, and it's not like he's like sitting around being like, oh, I really hope somebody buys me a magazine subscription, you know, which is what my mom wants to get him all the time.
And magazine?
Like, yes.
What is
like,
a magazine?
Nobody wants a magazine subscription unless you're 80.
Anyway, do you think it is a bad gift to give somebody clothes that you think that they're going to look hot in?
No way. No, that's a great gift.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So if your wife, just this is a good, I think, PSA for women out there. As a man, you appreciate it if the wife, like, doesn't just give you a shirt, but is like, I bought this shirt because I think you're going to look really sexy in this shirt.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, yes. That's
a great gift.
Great gift.
But here's the thing. You could really screw up, though. Let me give you a good example. I saw this, like, really old guy. He was probably 60-something, still pretty fit, but he was dating, like, a 20-some-year-old girl, okay? She got him clothing that would be on a 30-year-old guy. And it would look hot on a 30-year-old guy, but
doesn't
on a 60-year-old guy,
now,
it didn't look hot. He looked ridiculous. No. He looked like he shouldn't have been wearing that outfit.
No, it doesn't matter. That doesn't matter because the only thing that matters is our significant other thinks that we're attractive.
Yeah.
So if you intentionally buy something thinking it's going to look good on us,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Then who cares what anybody else thinks? That's the only thing in the world that matters.
See, I would care what everyone's thinking. I would think that everyone's thinking I'm trying to make that old guy look young. If I was the young girl getting old guy clothing.
Yeah, but who cares? You can't think for her because she's the one that bought it for him. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I think it's sexy.
Did he wear it? Is he going to wear it? Did he like it? What was his reaction?
Not yet. He hasn't worn it yet. But I also because I bought him a lot of winter clothes because I really like men in winter clothes, like big, thick jackets. But unfortunately, we don't live in the right state
for
that.
No, you don't.
So maybe there will be a day in February he can put it on.
Let me tell you what else I think is really sexy.
Yeah.
On the flip side, I love to get clothes for women I date. Mm. Or my wife, I guess.
Or your wife.
Because I'm married.
I am.
But I love to see her in something that I think looks good.
Yeah.
Right? My wife and I have different tastes and attire. And whenever I get her some and she wears it, I was like, wow, she looks great. But I also love it when women wear men's clothes. Like, for instance, if I was your husband and it was a Saturday morning and you were in the kitchen.
Yeah.
I'm not being stereotypical here. I'm just giving, I'm creating a scene here. Okay?
Yeah. I'm in the kitchen. You're in the kitchen. Making your breakfast.
Making my breakfast. All right. And you are wearing one of my button-down shirts and like some boy shorts and some socks.
Well,
I would think that's so sexy.
Booker, you've watched one too many cologne perfume commercials. That doesn't happen when you have a 6 and 3 year old running around. Shut up, dude. That's freaking imagination, bro.
Hey, good morning. Hey, Booker, Alex, and Sarah. And something really cool that we're starting today is commercial-free Mondays beginning at 8 o'clock. And just over an hour from right now, we're going to go nonstop music. No commercials throughout the entire day and all through the holidays, making your Mondays a little more merry. Commercial-free Mondays beginning today and every Monday throughout the holidays on Mix 94.7. Hey, this is crazy.
What?
We just got the report that the Tiger King's husband, Dylan Passage.
Yeah.
He was on the show. Yeah, they're still married. Well, he said he's not going to give up on him because he didn't give up on him.
Yeah, you can't leave a man. He's in jail.
He said, I love my husband and we'll be there for him just as he has been for me.
That's love, Sarah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, yesterday morning, he was arrested for driving while intoxicated.
Oh, dude, not good.
Yeah. What was he doing in town? Well, what was he doing in Manor is the question.
Wait, he got busted over here?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Here.
Oh, I thought you were going to say like somewhere in Oklahoma or always in Florida. Oh, my gosh. He was in Austin or the area in Manor?
Yeah. Dude. He was arrested by the Manor Police Department after failing a sobriety test, which is no surprise. I mean, I imagine he's always drunk, but he was also charged with misdemeanor resisting arrest, search, or transport. He was booked to the Travis County Jail and is being held on a $3,000 bond. So if you want to, you know, bail him out.
Dude.
Wow. Exactly.
I wonder if he's famous in there.
Oh, I won't.
I'm sure he is.
Yeah. You know, the sheriffs and everyone's like, oh, you can't believe who we got in cell number 5. Dylan Passage. You ever watch that Netflix Tiger King thing?
How old is the Tiger King, Alex?
Isn't he in his 60s?
He's got to be in it. No, he's in his 50s. Joe Maldonado.
Uh-huh. I know Dylan's really young.
Yeah, Dylan is 25.
Woo.
Hold on, I'll look it up real quick.
I think he's 22.
He's 57. He's 57 years old. He's 25.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, thank you.
Man.
I'm looking at the story now.
He's literally double his age.
Yeah.
That's just weird, but
so
whatever.
Joe Exotic is 57. His husband, who was just arrested in Manor for DWI, is 25. Anyway, that's trending today.
Wow.
So is Dave Chappelle in Austin, Texas tonight. Everybody's here.
Oh, maybe he was here for Dave Chappelle.
More on that coming up next on Mix.
Here's what's trending with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
Beginning at 8 o'clock this morning, all day long and all through the holidays, it is commercial-free Monday.
Hey!
We're excited about that. No commercials all day long today after 8 a.m. So on Friday, y'all, just before 5 o'clock, I find out that Dave Chappelle is coming to Austin.
Nice. And
this is the way it always is with Dave Chappelle. They announce that he's going to be here like in an hour.
Yep.
Hey, by the way, Dave Chappelle's doing like 12 shows in an hour.
That's funny.
Just before 5 o'clock is when they made the announcement. Then they said tickets go on sale at 5. So I get on at 5. Uh-huh. I'm like, I'm refreshing, like, you know, when it's time to check in for Southwest Airlines. And you're just like refreshing and refreshing and refreshing.
Relate.
So you could get like a good boarding pass.
Been there, done that.
Right. So that's what I was doing with Dave Chappelle. I was waiting until the minute it went. I was like, okay, 5 o'clock in 1 second. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yes. And I go to click on it. I'm like, oh, $200 for a table of 4? Okay. That's good. Mm-hmm. That's like $50 a person.
Yeah.
Okay. Dave Chappelle? Sure. Okay, great. Probably the number one comic working right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I'm in. A little something, right? Something happening in Austin. Then I quickly realized that it was $200 per person, not per table.
Oh, really? Oh, I read that wrong, too.
Oh, my God.
Are you serious? Yeah. I thought it was per table, and I was like, dang.
Nope, it's $200 a person, and tickets were sold out immediately. It was weird. It's like, it showed up. How many tickets do you want? I would click on it. It's like, tickets in your basket.
Yeah. What?
And I'm like, awesome. And then I go in. They're like, yeah, do, you know, click all the traffic cones. I'm okay, here are all the traffic cones. Then I get to the room, they're like, oh, sorry, tickets are sold out. I was like, you son of a... Anyway,
well,
I'm kind of glad, though, in the end, because I'm like, I don't know if I like anything enough to pay $200 a ticket for.
Yeah.
But anyway, it sold out quick. And I was like, well, how are they going to do this? I'm really surprised, because comedy shows, as much as I love comedy, and it's like my favorite thing to do, you know, it's like probably the worst thing for COVID because everyone is laughing you know, no one's wearing masks because you're drinking. And so then I started looking at all the COVID protocols. You know, everybody's got a table so you can socially distance. Mm-hmm. And they're doing rapid tests when you walk in. Like, they're screening everyone for COVID as you come in.
The new world we live in.
Right. It's
crazy.
So if you test positive for COVID, you'll get a refund on your ticket.
Oh, I was about to ask you. Imagine that, like, you got all the tickets and, like, all of a sudden you're positive. You're like, oh, my God. Okay, good. You get a refund. Thank you.
And the weird thing is, too, like, say you had COVID, like, you know, a couple of weeks ago and you're now and not contagious, you're very likely still testing positive.
That's true.
Yep. Oh, dang.
So you're really kind of crapped out. But, you know, we're at our absolute worst since the beginning of this pandemic right now, yet things are starting to happen.
Right?
You know, people are just like, whatever.
Dave Chappelle was sent to save us.
So Dave Chappelle at Stubbs Outdoors, that's kind of fun, tonight, tomorrow, and Wednesday for 3 completely sold out shows. Sold out at 50001.
oh man, this weekend I heard my wife like yell from upstairs, and I'm like, what? She's like, oh my God, I thought they would make it. I'm like, oh my gosh, which one of our friends broke up? And she's like, no, it was Olivia Wilde and Jason Sudeikis. And I'm like, huh? I'm like, when did you become super fan? She's like, I just always liked them together.
I did too.
And I did too. And I didn't realize that they ended their engagement after being engaged for 7 years. So the reports are that this split happened at the beginning of the year. Now, of course, the kids are the priority in the statement they put out. But let's go back to being engaged for 7 years. So they first started dating in November 2011, and then Jason proposed after the holidays in 2012. What the heck happened in between 2012 and 9? Why did they not get married? My wife said we wouldn't be married if we were engaged over like 2 years. Seven-year engagement. Why does that happen? How does that happen?
That happens a lot, man.
I don't know anyone that's...
Really?
No.
Well, just based upon my experience, mm-hmm. I think a lot of people just want to get engaged.
Yeah.
They don't necessarily care about being married. They just want to know that there is that commitment there.
See, I know people that are together, like, hey, we're together. We don't want to get married, but we're a couple. They don't get engaged. I mean, they've been together forever, and that's cool with them. But I never known anyone to get engaged, and then it lasts 7 years.
I feel like it's also different what you have to understand with them, because both of them were more at the peak of their career during that time. So they were filming crazy schedules all the time. How do you fit in a wedding? I don't know.
I don't know, man. But rest in peace, their relationship, Olivia Wilde and Jason Sudeikis.
They both seem like really good people.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
So on Thursday, if you can figure out how to get HBO Max, because I still don't quite understand, like I always see on my television, download HBO Max on your phone. But I'm like, no, I want to watch it on my TV. So I don't really understand. I have HBO. So if anybody wants to help me, feel free to jump in.
I don't think you can watch HBO Max on your TV. I think it's only on your phone, right?
No, it's on our TV because I've my wife it watched is? That, which is Reese Witherspoon. Morning?
With Anne Hathaway.
Yeah, sure. She watched something. My wife purposely got HBO Max for something.
The Witches.
Sure, but we got it, and it was on our TV.
Oh.
Yeah.
I got free HBO Max with my AT&T.
Nice.
Yeah, me too.
So okay. I tried to download the HBO Max app, but it was like only available for your phone. So I'm
very
confused.
Confusing.
I feel like we're a bunch of 80-year-olds.
Seriously.
I don't know how to do this.
HBO Max makes me feel 80. So HBO Max Thursday, finally, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air reunion is happening. They filmed it in September to coincide with their 30th anniversary. They're on a recreated set. Will Smith and the entire surviving cast will be there.
Because
James Avery, not the jeweler, but the guy who played.
I'm not laughing at the death. It's just funny. James Avery,
it's just,
not
I
the jeweler.
I always forget. I'm like, not the jeweler, the actor. Uh-huh. They will talk about him, and also Will Smith will talk to the woman who played Aunt Viv for the first 3 seasons before Daphne Reed took over.
So I didn't know there was a replacement Aunt Viv.
There was a replacement.
Wow.
For all these stories and more, we'll send it to you if you text trending to 51993. We are Booker, Alex, and Sarah. This is Mix 94.7. And also listen to us at home through your smart speakers on the radio.com app.
Last night in late night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
Listen to this. If you're looking to get away for a few days, I heard about a new place that you can rent.
You can now spend the night in the mansion from The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. For only $6,000 a night, you can rent the home on Airbnb.
So far, there's only one review, and all it says is, my blacklight threw itself in the tub.
Oh, yeah, this is going to be fun. Brian's girlfriend does something, and it's either really bad or quite brilliant. Let's hear the details, and then we'll help you decide. Is it bad or brilliant? Brian! Hello, good morning.
Hey, guys, what's up?
What's up, man? So tell us about what it is that your girlfriend does.
So my girlfriend always tells restaurants that it's her birthday when we go out to eat, and she always gets a free dessert. And she justifies it because she says that she spends a ton of money on booze and food and leaves a really big tip. So she's trying to save money. But it makes me feel really kind of awkward during the whole thing. And she does it like all the time, every time we go out.
Oh my God.
That's awesome.
So you feel guilty for scamming the restaurant out of a free dessert.
It's more awkward, but yes, I feel guilty about it. I'm like, this is, it's so much. And she does it every, we'll have dinner, you know, out two, three times a week, and she's always telling different restaurants that it's her birthday.
I love it. Oh, my God.
I mean, I think to do this as a goof every once in a while, like whenever my friends come in from out of town, sometimes I'll tell them just so, you know, embarrass them or whatever. But to do it every single time when you go out, I don't know.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
But is it bad?
I don't think that the restaurant, I never find that the free desserts, they're like losing a lot of money on those.
Yeah, right.
I mean,
not big.
Yeah, usually it's like more whipped cream and a candle than it is the actual dessert. You know what I mean? And part of me is like, kudos to her. But then the other part of me is like, yeah, you got to be honest.
Well, it's hard for me because I have to keep track of all the restaurants that we go to. I'm like, oh, we already went here last week.
Yeah, that's true. Right. Like, remember that guy had 365 different accounts.
Oh, yeah.
So every single day of the year, he was eating free somewhere. You know, so one place, it was January 1st was his birthday. Another place, January 2nd was his birthday and so on. That's just a lot to keep up with. And I don't know.
I know, but think about this. Like, she gets to, I assume, like, every time they, like, sing happy birthday, and it's like she's celebrating every day. She's really living life.
Every day is a celebration.
Every day.
I'm curious as to what people in the restaurant industry think. So will you help us out here? If by telling the restaurant that it is her birthday, she is taking advantage and doing something a little morally bankrupt, then text one for bad. But if you're like, yeah, go girl, do whatever you can. Text two for brilliant. Nice. Is she bad? Text one. Or is she brilliant? Text two to 51993. We'll tabulate all of the responses, and we'll have it for you coming up in 3 minutes on Mix 94.7. I'm a sucker for
you. His current record is 1,522 wins with just 125 losses. This morning, Sarah and I are rooting for Serena. Serena's a stay-at-home mom in New Braunfels. Let's welcome her to Austin's favorite game.
Dance, Feast, Booker!
Serena!
Hey!
Hey, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Sweet.
Good. I'm going to leave the room right now. Sarah is about to ask you 5 pop culture trivia questions. She and Alex are going to root you on. When you're finished, they'll yell at me. I'll come back, answer the exact same 5, and whoever gets more right will win, okay?
Perfect. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, and good luck.
All right, Serena, Mr. Brett Booker is out. Vidor, good luck.
Awesome. Question number 1, Jeopardy producers still won't discuss a possible replacement for Alex Trebek, but fans are pushing for their favorite, and one of those is LeVar Burton, who is best known for hosting what show that was targeted towards children? It was about books.
I have no idea.
Okay. So that Friends reunion that they keep talking about has now been rescheduled again. Now for March 2021. Honestly, they should just make it for 2022 at this point. What character showed up in a wedding dress in the very first Friends episode?
Rachel.
So The Weeknd is going to be the Pepsi Super Bowl halftime entertainment show headliner. Name one of the ladies who headlined last year.
Oh, Jennifer Lopez.
Okay. Miles Teller and Shailene Woodley are doing their 5th movie together. Can you name one of the 4 movies they've already done together?
Oh, I have no idea.
Okay, how about this? So there is a new giant Twinkie that you can bake that serves 8 people. It looks amazing. Who makes the Twinkie?
Hostess.
All right, we'll bring him back in.
Booker!
Okay.
Hello!
Hi!
Hello!
She got 3 right.
Nice. Uh-huh.
The most you're going to do is 4.
What?
The most I'm going to do?
Look at that, man.
Dang.
Let me know which one I'm going to get wrong.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
So Jeopardy producers are still not talking about a possible replacement for Alex Trebek, but fans are pushing their favorites. And one of those is LeVar Burton, who is best known for hosting what show targeted towards children?
Well, I know the answer to this question, but I never have seen a single minute of the show.
Really?
Reading Rainbow.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Reading Rainbow. So, the Friends reunion has been rescheduled yet again for March 2021.
Is this the one I'm going to get wrong?
No. What character showed up in the pilot in a wedding dress?
Do I have to name the character or the actress?
Well, I said character, so.
It's Courtney Cox, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But her character is... Phoebe... Jennifer the
five, four, three.
I cannot think of her character's name. I never watch Friends, so yeah. Sarah always tries to throw out Friends episodes.
I mean, not bad so far. Five, you named a good chunk of them.
Say an answer and we're moving on.
I'm so mad at myself. I don't know.
It was Rachel.
Oh, it was Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, good.
The whole
thing is that
she like ran away from her wedding. Okay, so The Weeknd is going to be the Super Bowl halftime show for like the next Super Bowl, which will be next year. Name one of the two ladies who was part of the Super Bowl halftime show this past Super Bowl.
So nice, I'll say it twice. Shakira.
Yeah. This is the one you're not going to get. Miles Teller and Shailene Woodley are doing their fifth movie together. Can you name one of the four they've done together?
Nope. But I'll guess.
Yep.
Nope.
Whiplash?
Nope. Divergent. They did three Divergent movies together.
Duh.
Three.
Okay, so what's the other one?
Spectacular Now. But they did three Divergent movies.
That.
If you like The Hunger Games and Twilight and all those.
The book. It's real good.
Oh, did you say book?
Yeah,
there is a bunch of books.
Oh, you lost
all right. Finally, Twinkie now has a new baking kit where you can bake a giant Twinkie that serves eight people, and it sounds so cool. Who makes the Twinkie?
Is that a trick question? It's you if you're baking it.
Well, that's true. But what's the company that sends you?
Wow.
What sends you the baking kit?
I like that style.
Hostess.
Right,
yeah.
Man.
It's $15 and you can buy it at Walmart. And I have to say, it looks amazing.
And it lasts for 82 years. That's
it does.
The amazing thing, yes.
It's really good
that's
during
funny.
COVID because you can have it forever and it'll never go.
Let me get my Twinkie expert on the phone here. Hold on.
Wait, you have a Twinkie expert?
This is Elena.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Twinkies do have a shelf life, yes?
Yes.
For how long?
65 days.
Hold on, but that just means, like, for ultimate freshness. Like, if I like mine a little stale, like, I can still eat it past 65. If it's
If you like it a little stale, just eat a Twinkie.
Will the stuff in the middle be wet, though, still after 65 days?
What will happen, it starts forming into more of, like, a marshmallow, so it isn't creamy anymore, based off of, like, preservatives that are in there.
All right, I'm interested.
I would like to set mine out and like have it get a little bit of a crunch on the outside.
Oh, hold on. Forget all that. I can't believe you have a Twinkie expert at your disposal.
I got Eric. What do you need? I got him.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, what do we do? Do we tie?
You got 3 out of 5. You got the Friends question and the Divergent question. Do not question the host.
Okay.
Booker.
So it's a tie, but it's kind of a win because she didn't lose.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Okay. I'm Serena from New Braunfels, and I can't beat.
Thank you, Serena. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk to Cooper, who went out with a girl named Eli and said that they had a really good time, but she has slowly disappeared. Find out why, and I promise you, you're going to laugh. It's Waiting by the Phone, and it's on the way next on Mix 94.7 and streaming in the radio.com app.
Mix 94.7.
Why did they get ghosted? We'll find out now with Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Waiting by the Phone.
All right, Alex. Sarah, let's say hi to Cooper.
Hi.
The Coop. I like
Hello.
That.
What happened, Cooper? Why did you get ghosted? What happened?
Well, I don't really know. I'm confused about it. I went out to a restaurant. We got some drinks, me and this girl, Eli, and everything was going well. You know, I paid. I was a gentleman. She laughed a lot. You know, we had a great first date, and it just seemed that, like, all our messages kind of dwindled, and it just seems like she's not talking anymore and doesn't want to go out again.
Okay. All right, Cooper, well, let's call her and see if we can figure out what's up, okay?
All right.
You have reached.
Oh, that's weird.
Hello,
Eli?
Yeah, who's this?
Good morning. Brad Booker with Alex Franco and Sarah Osbourne. We're calling for a segment we do called Waiting by the Phone, and we also have Cooper on the phone. I want to give you full disclosure here.
There's your warning.
We're calling because he reached out to us. Honestly, we're just trying to help him find out what happened. He said that you had a good date and then just slowly have vanished. So we thought we would mediate a conversation between the two of you. Do you have a quick second you can talk to us?
I guess.
So what happened? Do you feel like it was a good date? Because he said it was.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did he tell you about the date?
Said you guys laughed.
He said that he was a perfect gentleman.
He sounds fun. He sounds cool.
Cooper, you're still there, right?
Okay.
Cooper?
So he drove to the restaurant and parked out front. I Ubered.
Okay.
He met me outside, and the first thing he said was, "Hi, like, I'm Cooper, and that's my Mini Cooper," and he pointed to his Mini Cooper.
Okay.
Is, you know, cheesy, that... but not the end of the world.
You Wait, know you laugh, though.
Cooper, you got a Mini Cooper just because your name is Cooper.
No, he didn't.
I mean, it factored in.
Oh, okay. My gosh. All right. All right.
Go
that's
ahead.
Awesome. I love him.
Okay. Great. So then we ordered drinks and started like the general, you know, get to know you first date kind of conversations and stuff like that. And he very proudly shared that his dog was named was Coop. And so that's
Shut
now Coop
up.
And Cooper.
Okay. And the Mini Cooper.
Dude, that's awesome.
That's actually funny if you called a dog
Cooper.
Mini.
I literally called him Coop when he came on. I was like, Coop.
Oh.
Great. So very cheesy.
Okay.
Not the end of the world, but honestly, like, I could see, like, the trend starting. So
right.
It was like, okay, you know, I'm not done. So then we ordered a second drink, and he wanted a Moscow Mule, but
nice.
Only if they had it in Cooper mugs, which the server was very confused about. And
Shut
she had no idea what he meant. And this guy's like, Cooper, my name's Cooper, so I call them Cooper mugs, not copper mugs.
Wow.
Okay.
And for me, like, that was it. Like, I couldn't take the Coopers anymore.
So it wasn't even like he was talking about himself in the third person. He was just on a whole different level.
Oh, my God.
On a whole new level, yes. And I was like, this is not for me.
Was Cooper funny? He seems very nice to us, what little we know of him.
Yeah, he's nice, but he also, like, he had, like, this terrible joke about pennies when he got his change back, saying they're made of Cooper. Like, this guy, I don't know, he's harmless, he's nice. I don't know, maybe he's nervous.
Cooper.
I don't know, it's too much, though. Like, that's too much.
Why can't you just be cooperative?
Oh, hold on, you
cooperative.
Got no, you
Wait,
didn't.
You missed that.
Oh my God.
Bro,
I heard it.
I just, oh, man.
Oh, I heard it.
Well, I'm blown away that they have change. Like, doesn't every, like, place have a shortage of coins?
Well, I thought everybody had a shortage of cash.
Right?
I can't believe he paid cash. Well, maybe he's just losing his mind since he was cooped up during COVID.
Yep.
Are you,
I
see,
like
bro,
this
that's
guy,
why
actually.
You like him, because
like
you're the
him.
Same guy.
I'm the same guy.
You just did, bro, wow.
Everybody loves puns.
I love puns.
Yeah.
I
know
love
what?
Them. Love
Booker,
them.
Wow.
Cooper and Booker should become BFF.
Oh, dude,
because
totally.
They could go to dinner and just pun it off.
Oh, my God. You guys would be having a punny time all night.
Be a pun off.
Wow. Dude.
Wow.
So, yeah.
All right, wait. So back to you, Eli. Are you going to go out with him again? Are you?
Oh, no.
No,
no.
No, just too much.
No, yeah, thank you.
I got it. All right.
Aww.
Well, thank you so much for at least coming on and
that's
telling
awesome.
Us your side of the story.
Wow.
Appreciate it. Cooper, there's going to be a woman that's going to love you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.